בדיוק נתיבות שלום ודברים, and the subject is השם אלוקיך עמך לא חסרת דבר. When Hashem your God is with you, you've lacked nothing. And the Rebbe Mikojnitz had pointed out that this parsha is always read on the 9 days between Rosh Chodesh and Tisha B'Av, and the pasuk over here is indicating to us Yada lechtecha et hamidbar hagadol hazeh, to tell us that even at a person's darkest hours, he has to know that Hashem is with the Jewish people. And even though we're passing through this difficult time of the 9 days, Hashem doesn't leave us, Hashem doesn't forsake us, and when Hashem is with us, we lack nothing. And just as when we pass through the desert, a point of danger, Hashem was with us to ensure we make it through, by the same token, in these dark days, Hashem is with us. Gam ki elech begeitz al mavet lo ira ra ki atah imadi. The word atah is an allusion to the concept of chesed, because the primary chesed is the concept that we can speak to God and call Him atah. We're connected, you, first person. And that's the concept. Gam ki elech begeitz al mavet lo ira ra. I don't feel fear, evil. Ki atah imadi, for you are personally with me. The concept of chesed. V'atorah kdoshah romezet kan et haderech layudi kasher overt alav tkufa kasha. And the Torah over here is alluding to how a Jew has to function when he's in a difficult period. Bevchinat lechtech arbeim shana b'midbar hagadol v'hanora. The aspect of walking through the desert, this horrible, difficult, great, awesome desert for 40 years. Sheyeh Hashem lokecha imach, that Hashem your God should be with you. Sheyamin ki en ze mikre. A person has to believe that this isn't a coincidence, ela Hashem lokecha imach, but rather Hashem is with you. Ve'emunah zo, ki ha'itza shelo yechsar lo devar. And this belief, this emuna, is the advice so that he will lack nothing. Uchidita bisfarim haktoshim dasgula lamtekat kol adinim hi Hashem elokecha imach she'az lo chasar ta davar. Am Yisrael, we did this already, right?
I lack nothing as long as Hashem is with you.
Right. Umatzinu inyan zeh b'divrei Chazal, and we find this concept in Chazal in the Gemara in Yuma she'amru al chuban bet hamikdash. Our sages say about the destruction of the temple, kibsha shenichnasu oyvim lekol shekodashim, ro'u takruvim me'orim zeh bezeh. When the enemies entered the Holy of Holies, they saw the kruvim, and they were bonded like man and wife. V'ayinu shehakadosh baruch hu hara az godel avato liyisrael. God revealed then His great love for the Jewish people. Ki tamid hari rak bezman sheyisrael osim rotzono shel makom hayu kruvim me'orim zeh bezeh. Ordinarily, the kruvim were only bound, they were only together when the Jewish people did the will of Hashem. Aval b'shat ha'churban, but at the time of destruction, haya gilui hazeh, there was this revelation, lorot shekol ha'churban eno ela bebatei barai. It's only in the external homes. Aval bebatei gavai apnimiyim, but in the internal homes, lo chahata ahavat ha'kadosh baruch hu li'Yisrael, Hashem's love for the Jewish people did not lessen, v'kayemet b'chol tokpa, and it is extant in all its might, afilu b'shat ha'churban, even at the time of the temple. Uvi'anu b'zeh od inyan gilui tokef ahava b'shat ha'churban. And in this, we also explain the concept that God revealed the might of His love specifically at the time of destruction. V'yashgimen madrigot be'ahavat av leben. There are three levels in the love a father has for his son. Yesh be'et sha'ben nimtza b'mchitzato u'mitales imo ba'avim. There's the time when the son is with him and they're lovey-dovey. Ulemala mize, and then you have the next level, kasher haben nimtza b'merchakim, when the son is distant, she'az lev av male ga'aguim elav, that the father is missing him. Ve'ole al kulana, and when is it the most? Ve'et she'haben chole, when the son is ill, ve'avu ha'rofen, the father is the healer, the father is the doctor, she'tzarich lenatcho, he has to do the operation, ve'lachtoch et pitzo, and to cut his wound, she'lev av nikra b'kirbo, that the father's heart tears within him, mikeev, out of pain. Birotot bno ha'ahuv ne'enak b'yisurav, when he sees his beloved son wallowing in his afflictions. Ela she'en brera, but he has no choice, u'muchach la'asot zot, but he must operate, leman atzil et chayav, to save his life. Uve'ota sha'ah, and at that time, ha'ahava chazakad lim'od, the love is very strong. Al derech ze ba'avat ha'kadosh baruch hu li'Yisrael, this is the way that God's love is for the Jewish people. Shem bivchinat banim atem Hashem lokechem. We are like sons to Hashem. Hari davka be'et ha'churban, specifically at the time of destruction, shayu muchachim liyaseot Yisrael, that they must, that it was an impossibility. They couldn't avoid afflicting the Jewish people. The Yisurim HaKashim Shel HaChurban VaGalut. We had to undergo the terrible afflictions of destruction and exile. Specifically then, Nitorera Az, Tokef Ahava HaChazaka BiYoter, the powerful love, the love that is so the strong. Ve'al Zeh Amru BaMidrash, and about this the Medrash says, Lo Haya Yom Moed LiYisrael Ki Yom SheCharav Beit HaMikdash. There was no holiday. We know Tisha B'Av is called a Moed. How so? There was no moed, like the, no set date, like the day the temple was destroyed. Ki az haya gilui godel haflagat ha'ahava apnimit liYisrael. Because then there was the revelation of the great internal love for the Jewish people. Le'en aroch mi b'shal zmanim. You can't compare it to other times. Shem bivchinat banim uvanim u'metziut nitzchit she'ena mishtana l'olam. Then, that aspect that they are sons, and that aspect of sons which is eternal, it doesn't change for eternity. That's what was revealed at the time of destruction. Yesh prinat melech ve'amo, there's an aspect of our relationship with Hashem like a king and his nation, shimodim ba'melech mitbatel ha'kesher b'neim, that if they rebel, then the bond breaks. Aval benu davar tmidi v'nitzchi she'efshar lenatko, but a son is something that's eternal. You cannot sever that tie. As we explained the prophecy of Isaiah in this week's Haftarah, that's what God calls us, sons who have destroyed, but they're sons. Even when they're destructive, they don't cease to be sons. Because that aspect that we are sons to Hashem, that's eternity, and this is where we'll pick up Ezrat Hashem.